Grace to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Text for our meditation comes from our gospel lesson for this morning, Mark chapter 9, verses 49 and 50. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its saltiness, how will it make it salty again? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. This is our text. Those words brought to mind the phrase seasoned veterans. And when we use that phrase seasoned veterans, we usually think about a person who has some significant experience or expertise in a certain field. Someone who has tested abilities. Someone who's often revered for his past accomplishments and the things that he can do in the future. This morning, with those words of our text in mind, we want to think of the words seasoned veteran in a slightly different way. We want to think of a seasoned veteran as one who has been salted. And we want to see how this seasoning applies to those who are followers of Christ. To be a disciple of Jesus, you must be seasoned with salt. To put it in the image of our text, the disciple of Jesus must be salted. He must have salt applied to him. He must have salt within him. Now, the word salt here is being used as a figure for the Word of God. To be a disciple of Jesus, the Word of God must salt you, must salt your heart, your mind, your words, your deeds, your eyes, your ears, your hands, your arms, your legs, must salt all of you, body and soul. As salt, the Word of God first acts within you with its corrosive power. The Word must eat away, burn away, almost to the point of destroying that old Adam, that sinful nature that still clings to us. The idea is that corrosive power of the Word. And because we still live in this corrupt world, this sinful world, that salt of the Word has got to be applied to us every day. Because if we stop pouring that salt into it, if we stop feasting on the Word, then that old Adam, that old sinful nature begins to grow and take over our hearts and lives again. That's why it's so important for the disciples of Jesus Christ to be in contact with the Word of God. To be daily in contact with that Word. An hour a week on Sunday mornings is not enough. It will help, of course. It's good for us to be here. But the problem we're struggling with is so big, so deep, so persuasive that we need to be at it more than just 1 hour a week. As Paul says, we need to let the Word dwell richly in us. By that, Paul again means we have to be in the Word every day. Every day. We should find time to study the Word, to search it, to explore it, to plumb it to the depths of its meanings. It means that every day we need to be meditating on that Word, to be thinking about what those words are telling us, what they are revealing to us, to ponder them, to chew on them. We must also daily memorize parts of the word. The prayer we use before we listen to the lessons. That we want to make that word an inseparable part of our lives. It's part of how we think, how we live, how we speak, and how we act. The next thing we want to make sure that we do is that we are regular and often in worship. This is God's house. When we come into this building, we come into the presence of God Himself. When we gather here, we come to listen. For we hear our God speak to us in the lessons, in the music that we hear, in Bible class. Here we grow in grace and knowledge. Here we are built up, encouraged and strengthened for the week ahead. Here we enjoy fellowship with our Savior God and fellowship with one another. Next, we want to make sure that we are regular at Holy Communion, regular and often at Holy Communion. Every time we attend the sacrament, we are in the closest communion with our Heavenly Father that is possible this side of heaven. Every time we commune, our God assures us of the forgiveness of all of our sins. Every time we commune, we are reminded that we are the forgiven children of God and heirs of eternal life. There at that communion table, we taste the goodness of our God. There we experience that peace that passes all understanding. There we are reassured that we are the children of God and heirs of eternal life. Next, we must be people of prayer. We must be constant prayers. Prayers, people who pray. Paul tells us we need to pray without ceasing. Prayer is just communicating with our Heavenly Father. We want to make sure that we have this open line of communications with Him. That we feel that we can talk to Him at any time and in any place. We can talk to Him here in church. We can talk to Him at home. We can talk to Him while we're standing in line at the grocery store. We can talk to Him when we're stuck in traffic. We just want to make sure that we regularly and often communicate with our Heavenly Father. And we can speak our words of prayer out loud. We can whisper our prayers. We can pray silently. But however we pray, we want to make sure that we are praying often and regularly. And there is much to pray about these days. What a comfort it is to know that we can bring all of our cares, needs, and concerns, and that we can bring all of our neighbors' cares, needs, and concerns, and all of the world's cares and needs to the throne of grace. And what a blessing it is to know that our Heavenly Father hears every one of those prayers, and that our Heavenly Father promises us that He will answer every one of those prayers at the best time and in the best way for us. So basically what that all boils down to is that as children of God, we need to make sure that we are regular and often making use of the means of grace, the word and the sacrament. All of those things are like salt that is poured into us, that cleanses our hearts and our minds and keeps them clean and makes them strong and makes us fit to be disciples of Jesus Christ in this world. That's why Jesus in the gospel tells us salt is excellent. It accomplishes its task. It will make us spiritually clean and pure. It will keep us from spoiling. It will sanctify us through and through. It will keep us from evil. And it will do all of that because that word is the power of God to sanctify and keep us in the one true faith. Well, now that we have been salted, now that we are the disciples of Jesus, we have a responsibility to perform. We are now to salt the earth. In other words, we're to be applying liberal doses, in other words, large amounts of salt into the world. And the world needs a large amount of salt in it at this point. Keep that picture of the sower working the field and how he does his job. The seed that he's armed with is the Word of God. And how he applies it to the field where he is living. He doesn't just drop one seed and make sure he covers it up in one. He grabs handfuls of seed and just flings it out into the world. Doesn't really concern him where it falls. He just needs to make sure that word gets out into all the world. We too should be that liberal with our faith, with the words of our faith, with the words that God has given us. Because the words God has given us has been given to us to counteract the corruption and the sinfulness in our world. And the only way for us to accomplish that is for seasoned disciples to pass the salt to others. There was an interesting book written, I originally said it was written a few years ago, but when I looked it up, it was actually written a few decades ago. My, how time flies. The book is entitled Out of the Salt Shaker and Into the World. It's still available. You can find it online. If you're looking for a good book to read, that would be one. Out of the Salt Shaker and Into the World. The image of the salt shaker in the book is that of the church. And the point of the book is that we, the salt, have to get out of the salt shaker. And we have to get out into the world. We have to live our faith out in the world. Yes, we have to tell the world our faith. But we also have to show the world our faith. And remember, a picture is worth sometimes a thousand words. So we want to make sure that as we live our lives and we live our faith out in the world, we are showing the world our faith. Let the world see through us what real love is all about. Because the world has no idea what real love is like. Let the world see that peace that fills our hearts and lives. Because the people in the world live with no peace whatsoever. Let the world see the joy of salvation that we live with. Because life in the world is life without any hope. Salt has to get out of the salt shaker, out into the world. In other words, seasoned disciples have got to be passing the salt on to others. There's a lot to do out there. Out there in the world, there is only sinfulness. And out there, that sin in the world corrupts everything, twists and perverts everything, works to kill everything. Life out there in the world is filled with death in all of its forms. Life out there is a life without any hope, without any joy, without any peace, and without any love. There is only one cure for the corruptness, for the sinfulness of the world. The salt of the Word of God. That Word is the power of God to save. And there is no salvation outside of the Word. It's time for seasoned veterans to get out of the salt shaker. Don't let someone you know live a salt-free life. Amen. Be wise.